century. A Triple Crown winner. Kentucky Derby. The Preakness. And then the Belmont. Good morning, boys and girls. It's the opening drive. Jeff Symbieta, J.J. Buck. Glad you're with us. A historic, historic weekend. And New Mexico's jockey was right there in the middle of it. Mike Smith, top Justify. It's been a Hall of Fame career. And I got to believe that had to be as good as it's ever gotten. Mike Smith joins us, fresh off of winning the Triple Crown and on a whirlwind tour, is on the Fuddruckers Caterers Hotline. Mike, congratulations. To say how's things would be probably a stupid question, but how's things?
No, it's pretty great. Pretty great right now. Still floating on cloud nine.
You should be. The race itself, Mike, going into it, there was so much talk about it and pressure, and you just talked about focus and the horse. Talk about the race. You lead wire to wire in the race that is the longest one of the Triple Crown.
Well, just trying to stay focused because you don't want to add them all up. It's just a bit overwhelming when you do that. But when we were loading, it was just a matter of hopefully jumping very well, getting them out of the gate as good as we could, and then try to just dictate the pace, just take control of the race early on, and then see if I could back them up at some point, and then kind of steal away at another, and then back them up again, and steal away again, he's just a brilliant horse. I mean, he handled it all very well and was able to pull away with something in reserve. So it was pretty special, pretty incredible.
At what point did you allow yourself to realize the magnitude, the historical piece of this? And you had to think about it a little bit before, but at what point did you realize what you'd accomplished?
Oh, we got about the 16th of a mile out, and they started hitting me, and I wouldn't let myself. I said, stay focused, keep riding, just keep riding on through. And then once we passed the wire, well, then just the floodgates opened up, and it was just a waves of different emotions coming over me from that moment on till right now, honestly.
Mike, what is the key for you, especially you're walking up to the gates, you want to be calm yourself and focused. So how are you able to keep yourself in that moment?
You know, just years of experience, years of practicing it, you know. I mean, you got to stay focused, do what you've been training for your whole life, really. Keep it simple, you know, just keep it as simple as possible. I mean, because, again, it can get overwhelming. But, you know, I've been doing this since I was a teenager, very young teenager, for that matter. And, it's just something that with time, I mean, you just get more experience and you learn how to handle these high-pressure situations. You know, use that nervous energy for a positive, slow things down, and just focus on what you got to do.
He's Mike Smith, a Hall of Fame jockey who was aboard Justify Saturday at Belmont Park and won the Triple Crown, just the 13th horse in the history of horse racing to do such a thing.
Mike, when did this all start in terms of riding Justify and the process leading up to what now has become a Triple Crown?
Well, it happened very quick. I mean, this is only his sixth race. You know, he never raced as a two-year-old. So within 3 months, he's accomplished all of this, which is just phenomenal, man. It's incredible. His trainer, Bob Baffert, has just done an unbelievable job to get this horse ready off very few races to even compete in the Triple Crown, rather alone to win it all, which is, again, it's just beyond our imaginations how great this horse is.
Mike, there were some great pieces on NBC talking about you and growing up in New Mexico and how you started in horse racing and going in the front door of Dexter High School and out the back, and your uncle was waiting and going out to the farm. And you just talked about the years of experience. Could you have done this maybe 25, 30 years ago, or did all these years? Because, I mean, it's almost become like 52-year-old Mike Smith. That's a part of your name now. Your age has become part of your name. But you talked about, you know, all the years. How big of a part does that play in getting you through on Saturday?
Oh, it plays a huge part. I mean, I guess it could happen. I mean, at a younger age, without a doubt. But there's nothing like experience, man, to prepare you for moments like this.
You know, you've called this horse an old soul, and so many accolades have been thrust upon Justify, and rightfully so. What do you mean by an old soul, and how do you, it seems like you've really bonded with this horse. You've been upon so many horses over the years. How do you bond with specific horses and obviously with special horses?
Well, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, these horses are trained. They're fine-tuned animals, man. I mean, he's trained so well. I mean, they're so forward. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, strategy-wise, getting them to cooperate with you as far as getting them to relax the first part of it, when you want them to move, when you got to turn them off a little bit. And as far as getting to know him, it's just a matter of riding him. And, you know, I get to know him the more I'm riding him. I'm still learning things about him. To tell you the truth, he's, like I said, he's only raced six times, so we're all learning. He's just getting better. I mean, there's no telling. With this little break now, hopefully he'll even get bigger and stronger.
Yeah, yeah, it's something else watching him. How much, JJ and I were just having this conversation, and not being horse racing experts by any means, how much does the horse know what's going on? Like, can you sense a change in the horse's personality? Let's just say from the Kentucky Derby going on through, because he looked so confident. He looked like he was strutting. He looked like, if you were in a parade of horses, you'd have picked that horse. How much do they know?
Oh, they know quite a bit. They're in training as well. They understand. They're bred, first of all, to run, you know, and to race. They love running. And then you just teach them the strategy, man, how to race. And then with time, and a lot of them get better. Some of them don't. Some of them don't care for it and would rather just be turned out in the field, I guess. But the real good ones, man, they thrive on it. They're like any athlete. The more they practice, the better they get.
And this one's pretty special. He's Mike Smith. He's the jockey that was aboard Justify and won the Triple Crown Saturday at the Belmont Stakes.
Mike, early on in your life, this was a part of you. But did you ever envision when you got started that at the end of this you'd be a Triple Crown winner?
Well, I can't honestly tell you that. It kind of just comes to you. And again, it's just a matter of getting opportunities here and there and just keep doing what you do best. And if you can win one of them, the first one, of course, and then you got a shot at the second one, which is a Preakness. And then here comes the Belmont. It takes a special horse to pull the whole thing off, and everything's just got to go right. And it's just, thank the Lord, it went right for me.
You know, I heard you say, somebody asked you on Saturday about the Hall of Fame, and back when you were inducted in I think 2003, you said, maybe I don't know if I belong. And it's funny that you were on a horse named Justify to maybe justify your place, but you talked about how now, yeah, I belong. Why would you have ever doubted, first of all, your spot amongst the greatest who've ever done what you do, and talk about the justification now that you feel about being one of the best? Because there was a great jockey, one of the best ever, that called you now the best jockey ever.
Well, that's a huge honor. When I said that early on, I just felt there was a few guys that probably should have got in before me. You know, I hadn't won a derby yet. Not that you need to win the derby to be in the Hall of Fame, but at the time, I hadn't won one yet, and I'd had some great opportunities, and just couldn't pull one off. And I don't know. I just thought there was a couple of riders that were older than me that were, I thought, should have gone in before me. They wind up going in. As a matter of fact, they're in the Hall of Fame now. That's what I meant at the time. And again, I've had two different careers. You know, from the '82 to '98, already had gotten me into the Hall of Fame, which has been incredible. Then, but then from '98 till now, it's just unbelievable, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, we were talking earlier this as far as New Mexico sports moments, and I know that this happened in New York, and you're living out of state now, but you're a New Mexican, born in Roswell, grew up in Dexter. This is right up there with one of the greatest, I think, and JJ thinks, one of the greatest New Mexico sports moments ever. This is on a national, on an international scale. This is, and I know you take a lot of pride in being from this state.
Oh, without a doubt, man. New Mexico will always be home, man. It's the greatest state in the United States.
It's a pretty good one, and they're proud of you. So you talked about Justify. What's next? What is next, and are you going to be a part of that? I would assume you would be.
Yeah, right now he's going to take a little R&R, a little time off, and then get him ready they're talking. They're still going to race him. I mean, I'm sure they're going to sit and talk about it a while, but as far as of yesterday, anyway, they're talking about the Breeders' Cup being the long-term goal. So here at the end of the year would be, you know, just before then, he'd start back up and get ready for Breeders' Cup.
What about for you?
it's me as well. I'm certainly not retiring yet. Although I'm 52, one thing I did do right when I was young was I really got into physical fitness and taking care of myself and from working out from all these years, I think it's paying off now in my later years. You know, I'm telling you, I'm probably stronger and fitter now than when I was 30.
Yeah. So you go back to Southern California, or do you get to take a break now? Do you get to take a vacation? I know there's a big celebration in New Mexico. No?
Fly back. I'm in New York right now. I'm doing a few of the morning shows. I'm going to do the late night show here tonight, and then fly back tomorrow to California and unpack and repack and head to Kentucky. I ride there on the weekend, so no rest for the weary. You got to keep pushing through.
Well, you think you've earned a vacation at some point. I know there's a big celebration planned in New Mexico.
I'll come home pretty soon. I'm going to come home at some point. Yeah. Hopefully here in the next month or so, I'll get a chance to come to Mexico.
That's what I hear. There's going to be a big old party for you as well. Hey, I'm going to end it on maybe one of the most obvious questions and something I know that you've been asked and probably given it a lot of thought. But as simple as hearing Triple Crown winner in front of your name, what does that mean to you after all is said and done and a couple of nights to sleep on it?
You know, it's life-changing, man. I feel like the most complete that I've ever felt in my whole life. I just feel, again, the word is complete, man. I feel like I've been so blessed to have done it all and that I want to do in my profession. Now I'd like to do a few of them over again, you know, if it's possible, and call it a career at some point. It's just an amazing thing. I can't wait to get home and celebrate with, you know, all my family back home in New Mexico and California as well.
Mike, it is complete. It is special, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Congratulations. This whole state is cheering for you. This whole state is celebrating with you. This whole state is proud of you, and we appreciate you spending...
Thank you. Well, love you guys, and proud to be from there.
Yeah, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today. We'll be watching all the national shows. We'll stay up late and watch the late show tonight as well.
Yeah, we'll be on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Just got done with the Kelly and Ryan show this morning. We did the Today Show, and then we're doing CNN here in a couple of hours, and then again Jimmy Fallon tonight. So,
well, thanks for a few minutes.
I'm enjoying it.
Thanks for a few minutes for us in little old Albuquerque, New Mexico. Can't wait to see you, Mike. Congratulations.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. I'll
take
talk
care.
To you soon.
See you Bye. Soon. Take care. He is a Triple Crown winner, and there's not many of those in the whole world ever. And he's from New Mexico. He's Mike Smith. Hope you enjoyed that.